How are you and your commitments getting along these days? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Commitments. We've all got them. Job commitments or looking for a job commitments, family commitments, household commitments, friend commitments, church and ministry commitments, and the list can be endless. There are dramatic commitments. These are the ones that come with a high price tag. On the surface, it looks like a real good thing, but it often disguises the real hard work that goes along with it. Buying a house is a dramatic commitment. All you see is the extra space, the brand new neighborhood, without realizing the time, money, and effort you'll have to put into the house to make it a home. Marriage is a dramatic commitment. Hey, here's a wake-up call. It is more than a shower of gifts and a big day with a brand new outfit, a cake, a trip out of town, and attention. It's a lifetime relationship. That's work. Then there are regular commitments or routine commitments. These are the ones that come with everyday life. Commitment to an exercise class or a routine, a course, taking the kids to practice, PTA meetings, caring for an ill parent, walking the dog, taking out the trash, babysitting duty, carpooling, getting to work on time, taking the car in for a checkup. We tend to underestimate the totality of these routine commitments, and they often end up controlling our everyday lives. Finally, there are the unspoken commitments that we make to ourselves, like those New Year's resolutions you have long forgotten about, going on a diet, making and sticking to a budget, getting that degree one day, starting that business, letting go of arsenic relationships, etc. It is these commitments that often end up on the back burner of our lives because of the dramatic or regular commitments. And before you know it, a gap grows between what we say is important to us and what we're actually doing every day with our lives. In the Bible, in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 38, it says, in view of all of this, we are making a binding agreement, putting it in writing, and our leaders, our Levites, and our priests are affixing their seals to it. These guys were serious about making a commitment. They put it in writing, and by chapter 10, Nehemiah names the people who signed it. And what did they commit to? They made a commitment to submit to God's word, and that's a good place to start. The psalmist declares, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also unto him, and he will grant you the desires of your heart. And Jesus comes along in Matthew 22, verse 36, to simplify it. Love the Lord and love your neighbor as yourself. All of us want to have a good shot at keeping our commitments. So here's a few suggestions. Be careful what you commit to. Know your limitations, both emotional and physical. Prioritize what matters the most to you. Know what is your commitment alone and what belongs to somebody else. And above all, first commit to God's word, the way of the Lord, loving the Lord, and others as you love yourself. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Let me know if this was a blessing to you today.